Chapter 6, Sequence and Synchronicity. The buzzing sound and vibration of Kara's cell phone awakened her. It was Penelope calling. Before the voice call could go to voicemail, Kara tapped her phone. Penelope's voice was deep and quiet, but Kara could hear her over the scratchy cell phone signal. "So glad to hear from you, Penelope," Kara responded. "I'm just walking from my car in the garage, but I must get you this information." "Okay, what's up?" said Kara.
"Don't trust him. Ralph, I mean. His motives are not completely as he lets on. I'll get you the facts later," Penelope quipped.
"Oh, and my stepmom works at the nursing home. She can get you in to see the ward, Christina, without the usual recording process. Are you game?"
"Well, of course. I would like to meet with her outside Ralph's presence for a more objective encounter."
"Okay, then. Keep your calendar open. I'll contact you with the details. Oh, I forgot. Take your PPE. The ward was diagnosed with TOS. You know, toxic obesity syndrome, where all kinds of viruses, fungi, and other organisms hide in the adipose tissue. Even though her tests are negative, the nursing home requires equipment." Before Kara could utter a sound, Penelope hung up.